This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A number of states are gearing up for primaries next week, including Montana, Alabama, and California. But we want to take a look at a state now where the candidates for Senate have already been chosen, North Carolina. The Senate race there is expected to be one of the most expensive and closely watched this November. Democratic Senator Kay Hagan will square off against Republican Tom Tillis, the Speaker of the House in North Carolina. He was recently criticized in this ad filmed by the Democratic group Senate Majority PAC at a Tillis primary victory party earlier this month.
Speaker Tillis gave tax cuts to the wealthy and big corporations, even kept breaks for private jets and yachts. He raised taxes on 80% of North Carolinians.
Tom Tillis says he's up there for you, but he'll cost North Carolina families big time.
Jessica Jones is Capitol Bureau Chief of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, a Here and Now contributing station. And Jessica, can you first tell us about Senator Hagan?
Kay Hagan is basically a moderate Southern Democrat. She has been supportive of many Democratic initiatives in Washington, including the Affordable Care Act. Early on, she cast an important committee vote in favor of that, and she followed that through on the floor. But she's fairly centrist, and there are some things that she has supported that other Democrats in the Senate might not. For example, she favors building the Keystone Pipeline. She was a little bit slow to embrace same-sex marriage. But she probably appeals to moderate Democratic voters here in North Carolina.
And what about her opponent, Tom Tillis, who is the Speaker of the House in North Carolina?
Since 2011, Republicans have been in control of the state legislature, and he's been part of that. So that included the decision not to expand the state's Medicaid program under the Affordable Care Act. It's also included an omnibus voting bill that was passed and signed by the governor last year, and that requires voters to bring photo IDs to the polls beginning in 2016.
And conservatives have lined up behind him. They have spent $12 million in ads on TV so far against Kay Hagan. Let's listen to one of them. This is from Crossroads GPS.
I intend to keep this promise. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your insurance and your doctors, you keep them.
Not true. When Kay Hagan had the chance to keep her word and protect our health insurance plans, she voted no. Thousands of North Carolinians told their policies were canceled. Hagan's promise on keeping our doctors, not true either.
Is it a lot of outside money coming into this race?
There is. A couple of weeks ago, the Wesleyan Media Project released an analysis that showed that about 15,000 ads at a cost of $6.3 million had already aired in the Senate race. And I think that's an indication of how important this race is to the National Democratic and the National Republican parties.
Well, and we should remember that North Carolina is a state that went for President Obama back in 2008, but then switched to the Republican side in 2012 and went for Mitt Romney. Is it a state that is moving from purple to more of a red state again?
Well, I would say these days people characterize North Carolina as being purple. The Republican voters that you see might be native North Carolinians, but then it's a rapidly growing state, and people are moving here from many other parts of the country. And some of that certainly accounts for the fact that votes are often split in the state.
As you talk to voters in the state, what are they most concerned about? What would you say are the biggest issues in North Carolina right now?
I would say the economy continues to be an issue. The state has struggled for years with layoffs and unemployment, the demise of the furniture industry. I think in urban areas, certainly there are plenty of opportunities, but rural areas still struggle with many of those issues. So, you know, I would say the economy continues to play a big role here.
A race I'm sure we will be checking back in on. Jessica Jones, Capitol Bureau Chief with North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.